From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. International campaign to abolish nuclear weapons was awarded the 2017 Nobel Peace Prize today. In announcing the award, the Norwegian Nobel Committee said the risk of nuclear weapons are, in their words, greater than it has been for a long time. Statement called nuclear weapons a constant threat to humanity and said the international campaign to abolish nuclear weapons works vigorously for disarmament. President Trump is likely to decertify the nuclear deal with Iran and turn it back to the U.S. Congress for possible renewed sanctions. Mr. Trump has maintained for months Iran has violated the nuclear deal it signed in 2015 with the U.S., Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia.
The Iranian regime supports terrorism and exports violence, bloodshed, and chaos across the Middle East. That is why we must put an end to Iran's continued aggression and nuclear ambitions. They have not lived up to the spirit of their agreement.
White House believes the decertification could open the door to negotiate the agreement, although renegotiated, but the Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, has said that's not an option. Police in the U.S. city of Las Vegas, Nevada, say they have found the car they have been looking for, part of an investigation into the deadly mass shooting that gunman Stephen Paddock launched from the Mandalay Bay Hotel Casino, killing at least 58 people, wounding hundreds more as they attended a country music concert on Sunday. Authorities are still searching for a motive for that attack. This is VOA News. American troop deployments to Afghanistan to support the Trump administration's new strategy there have lagged due to the military's ongoing support of hurricane relief efforts in Puerto Rico. Lieutenant General Frank McKenzie categorized the delays as minor, adding that some forces were flowing into Afghanistan, but the number of American troops there remains, what he said, in the vicinity of 11,000. He explained the delays are due to part to the U.S. military having a finite number of transport aircraft. Tropical Storm Nate is being blamed for more than 20 deaths across Central America, even as it tracks toward a likely U.S. landfall in the next few days. In Puerto Rico, recovery efforts are continuing for the recent devastation by Hurricane Maria. U.S. state of Florida still aggressively trying to rebuild from the onslaught of Hurricane Irma. And U.S. Vice President Mike Pence about to visit the stricken areas, as we hear from White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The Vice President will be traveling to Florida, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. He will meet with survivors, local officials, and first responders and personally assess the massive recovery efforts. The federal government continues to provide much-needed personnel and supplies to Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands.
These storms have left many dead and hundreds of thousands displaced. Protesters in Catalonia continue to demonstrate for and against independence from Spain. That story now from VOA's Laritza Hoch.
Catalan pro-independence protesters marched to express discontent with the heavy presence of the national security forces in the region.
It does not matter if one is pro-independence or not. There's a lot of people here that simply are for democracy. And we are saying that we want to be the same peaceful and calm city that we used to be.
Opponents of the independence move marched to express their solidarity with the national government. Security forces remain visible in Catalonia after the controversial October 1st referendum. Spanish authorities contracted three ships, usually used as ferries, and brought them to the Catalan coast to accommodate additional troops. Many residents find the large presence of the troops offensive. Zlatica Hoch, VOA News, Washington.
World Health Organization sending 900,000 doses of cholera vaccine to Bangladesh help prevent a major outbreak of cholera in the crowded Rohingya refugee camp that sits on the border of Bangladesh and Myanmar. At least 500,000 Rohingya, Muslim minority in Myanmar, crossing the border to escape a military crackdown on their villages. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.